HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun. And I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot
topic in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
So everyone's excited about 5G phones coming to the mainstream in 2020. And they will. But it seems like 5G phones might be more expensive than you thought. Two industry executives told me that chipsets that support 5G connectivity are nearly $60 to $80 more expensive than their 4G counterparts. That means that the chipset now is almost as expensive as the phone's display. And for those who don't know, the chipset, the display, and the battery are the three most expensive components of a phone. So, it turns out that for most smartphone makers, 5G will become a premium feature. What does that mean for you? It means that phones that will be priced in the 35,000, 30,000 and above segment, only those will have 5G. At least that's what people expect. Because in those ranges, chipset makers can basically have higher margins. As a result, they can put more expensive components. There are examples of this already. The Realme X50 5G, which was announced in China just a few weeks ago, that phone costs almost the same as the Redmi K20 Pro from Xiaomi did at launch. However, the Realme X50 has a mid-segment Snapdragon 765 chipset inside, whereas the Redmi K20 Pro had the 855, which is a flagship class chipset. So you can see things like this happening. This could also be the reason why Vivo announced that its first 5G phone will come from its iQOO brand, which is a more premium brand. Xiaomi also recently said they'll focus on the Mi brand, which again is known for its premium products. Basically, even though 5G will come to mainstream this year, it's gonna remain something that's expensive. And that makes sense in a way because as an Indian consumer, you don't really need 5G at the moment. Ravi Shankar Prasad, our telecom minister, recently said that we plan to auction 5G spectrum at the end of this year or early next year. So that means that after the auction, telcos will take some time. So it'll be nearly 2022 before we really start getting 5G connectivity in India. So yeah, in 2020, even if a manufacturer markets the fact that their phone has 5G, we wouldn't really say you should choose a phone based on that right now.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.